dollars, first of all, the notion that taxpayer dollars would be used to cover up via a non-disclosure agreement a sexual harassment claim or accusation is disgusting.
And we know nothing about it.
And certainly believe that we got to rid that. And I back legislation that would do that, full stop. And to your point about, first of all, thank you for your kind words at the beginning.
You have good
night. I appreciate that. And listen, I had a group of kids who came to the Capitol, and they had the opportunity to actually come to the floor of the House, about 150 kids, big group. Not a lot of folks get to go on the House floor, but they were able to come, and I figured out, you know, how you can say something in a way that doesn't talk too down, because you want them to know you're talking to them. Fundamental, essential issues. So taking it out of the partisanship, you know, taking it out of left versus right. How do you get to the heart of what it is we do, what it is I do? So that exercise. And it gets to your point. When I was talking to these young people, I said, I represent, according to the Constitution, I represent about 750 or so people. That's the way we break down each district, right? All 435. This is the allocated amount. Doesn't say how many Democrats or how many Republicans or how many independents. It just says this is the number of people. And if everybody does their job, if every member of Congress does their job and represents that district, that group of people, then what they're doing is understanding the needs of the community, not understanding the needs of Democrats or Republicans or independents. Now, they might have an ideology.
Again, we don't know if we'll be back with Representative Antonio Delgado because of the bandwidth issues there in Montgomery County, but we'll see if the signal returns once again or not. He said it was probably the final question, and he usually does these for almost exactly an hour, and it's been almost exactly an hour that he's been on. So
that people now believe that there's so many other pieces to the job that have nothing to do with actually representing the people you serve. You know, you wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here without the vote, without people who vote to make sure that I'm here. And I never forget that. And I think it's important that we do that work. I think we've got time for, we can try to get one more question. Yes.
How about the robocalls? Are you involved?
Yes, I am.
Oh my God.
Please. I'm tired of those too.
I got my own cell calling me.
We have a bill we introduced. I think, I'm not sure if we got through the House yet, but we're trying to do away with robocalls. We really are. It's a horrible, horrible reality. And a lot of it too now is being used for scamming purposes. And you know, it's just not right to exploit people. And you know, it's just one of those things that is very unbecoming, and we shouldn't tolerate it. So we're working on legislation that we do. I will give one more. That was a quick one. So yes.
Thank you. I got a call recently. Excuse me. I got a call recently from the DCCC in relation to donations, and I told them they're not supporting progressives anymore. I'm not supporting them. They said, "Well, we gotta pick a centrist." I said, "How'd that work out for you last time with Hillary?" I don't imagine they're supporting you. You sound very progressive to me.
Well, it's funny that because, you know, depending on who you listen to or who you talk to, some folks might say I'm not progressive enough.
Uh huh.
Right? It just depends, right? It just depends on, here's what I try to be. I try to be, first and foremost, honest. And just,
yeah.
Right? And in some cases, that might sound more progressive than others. And in some cases, it might sound not progressive, you know, compared to others, right? I'm not out here for all, right? I talked about a public option bill.
Yeah, that's my one gripe.
Right? So I'm just saying, but when I talk about, you know, the role of money in our politics and all the inequality and Oh, he's, so it's just, you know, I'm a reflection in many respects of my district. The district's a third independent, a third Republican, a third Democrat. You know, I think more than I am an ideologue, right, what I am is somebody who's committed to using the skill set that I've been able to acquire over a diverse set of life experiences to try to figure out how to deliver wins for my district based on the perceived needs of my district. I know my district needs broadband. I want to fight for broadband. I know my district needs better infrastructure, better support for schools. You know, I know my district needs a plan to attack climate change and help our farmers, right? I know we have a lot of small business owners. So I'm gleaning from my district the needs of the district and what it means. Now, fundamentally, I am a progressive in the sense that I believe that my job is to pursue and advance the cause of everyone, irrespective of any contingency, right? And promote the general welfare. That is important. But last point on this, I've talked to, and sometimes progressives get a bad name because of this, there are a lot of folks that I interact with who call themselves progressives who could be very dogmatic.
Or Republicans in drag.
Well, let's just say, who could be very dogmatic, okay? And that's not very progressive when you are so strident in your point of view that any other point of view is irrelevant or not right enough, and it's your way or the highway. That's not how I learned what it meant when I was studying political theory. The idea was you want an open mind. You want to hear different points of views. You want to allow the best chance possible for the truth to emerge. And so I would encourage everybody, no matter how you self-identify, to go about political dialogue in that fashion, with an open mind, and not rush to judgment or to cast people a certain way because they might hold certain points of views. I've had wonderful discussions with people who have views that I don't share. We've been able to have interactions, and once we've talked a little bit, just a little bit, we understand where we're coming from and how we can actually find common ground.
Thank
and that's
you.
Very important work. So I gotta go.
We'll make sure of that.
You're listening to the radio. You are listening to the radio. WGXC, Acre 90.7 FM. That was Representative Antonio Delgado's latest town hall meeting. Live from Montgomery County on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Radio for open ears. You are hearing the radio on the radio during our pledge drive. If you want to donate to make sure town hall meetings continue to stay on the radio, please consider a donation at wgxc.org. Click on the donate button and be a part of your local community media. We're in the pond at Wave Farm, and we're in the woods at Wave Farm. The live mic's out there. So you can call in for the realistic, the town hall meetings where voters get to confront their congressperson about issues that are important to them. And then you can also listen in live as the insects in the pond have their say, and the frogs and the fish and the birds and the owls have their say. On WGXC, you get both sides of the story. Consider making a donation to keep it that way at wgxc.org. We are going to finish with our Martian garden. Martian gardening? We interrupted the Martian Garden program about an hour ago to bring you the Antonio Delgado Town Hall meeting. We're going to finish the show, and then we'll be back with the WGXC Afternoon Show live in Accra.
That was the decibel. That was the Decibel Ensemble's recording of Alvin Lucier's Ever Present, music released on a CD called Still and Moving Lines on Pogus Productions in 2014. And that was realized with the directed flute, saxophone, piano, and slow sweep pure wave oscillator. And Max Music Software, recorded by the Australian Decibel Ensemble, which is Cat Hope, that's her name, Cat Hope on flute, saxophone by Lindsay Vickery, and piano by Stuart James, and that was recorded in Perth, the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts. And it's a 2002 composition from Alvin Lucier, who's still around, though getting up there in years. He was born in Nashua, New Hampshire in 1931. A bit of trivia, the mayor of Nashua, New Hampshire in 1931 was also named Alvin Lucier. I can't say that the mayor was Lucier's namesake, because there's just so many Lucier's from the Francophone Canada, which is where a lot of New Hampshire French Canadians came from. But I'm going off on a tangent here. I haven't got time. Philip Corner, we'll hear Philip Corner next. A piece called Pulse Polyphony, and it'll end our program. Martian Gardens, episode 994, hour 3. And that's a martiangardens.blog. This Philip Corner piece comes from a live recording at The Kitchen in New York City in 1974. And it's described as string piano to bell tree. And there are some photos here in the CD, which was released on Aga Margen label in 2002. Performance art music from Philip Corner, performed by Brian Dallow, Carol Weber, and Daniel Good, again at The Kitchen. This is from live from 1974, Philip Corner, Pulse Polyphony. Thank you.
Was Carolina Eck with her new 2019 album Elegies for Theremin and Voice. The song was Commemoration. Mixed into the pond at Wave Farm and out in the forest at Wave Farm. Here's another Carolina Eck track. Presence. Friday night, she'll be on the radio and live in Vermont up at Bennington College and on WGXV. Presence from Carolina Eck from her 2019 album Elegies for Theremin and Voice on the radio at WGXC Acre 90.7 FM. Your home to new music.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because this new sound, so deep down in the ground, is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground, is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep under the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms.
Brandwan is taking us on an amphibious assault in the wave farm ponds.
Thank you. This is Brian DeWan's Disco Kelvinator. Everything got quiet.
Thank you.
official sunset. Still not till 5:57, so you have still some time. But right here at Wave Farm, we're behind the mountain. We're in the shadow of the mountain. Sunset has passed. It's 54 degrees if Fahrenheit is your flavor. 12 degrees on the Celsius scale on the radio with Brian DeWan. WGXC Acre 90.7 FM. Stay tuned for more strange sounds coming out of your speakers. All Together Now is next at 6 p.m. with scary radio news and more. 7 p.m. Christopher Funkhauser talks with the legendary Peter Lamborn Wilson. Go enter a temporary autonomous zone on the radio. 7 p.m. with WGXC and Peter Lamborn Wilson. Then tonight, the big show tonight. Christopher Tigner, Julia Kent, Benoit Pilliard, and Ephraim Zilli. Live from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on the radio. Fact. After Brian DeWan has finished disco cavelvinating, we'll hear some Julia Kent from her new album Temporal before tonight's show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill and on the radio at WGXC Acre 90.7 FM. All right, it's the moment you've been waiting for. Julia Kent's new record, Temporal, is out. And she's at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill tonight. You can go see her in person. After you hear the last hour story on the radio. story, last hour story there, from Julia Kent on the WGXC Afternoon Show. Julia Kent will be live tonight at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, and on the radio at 90.7 FM. Tune in or turn out. Here's another Julia Kent song from that 2019 record. Temporal is the name of the album. Crepuscolo is this track.